Here and now.
They're very local.
On AM 800.
I dig it.
Thank you.
Hey, welcome back, everyone. This is Dan McDonald from 93.9 The River, and you're listening to Here and Now on AM 800 CKLW. That was Angel Hour from an up-and-coming star in Windsor. He has won so many awards, garnered so much critical acclaim, referred to as a guitar prodigy, and was recently named to the Brotherhood of the Guitar as one of the top 16 guitarists internationally under 21, 19 years old. He's set to rock the Capitol June 4th, which is next Saturday. He has a new album, and the show is raising money for a very good cause. Rather than me yap about it, we have him here in the studio. Christian Vey, welcome.
Well, thank you very much for having me on the show.
Really appreciate you getting here. So before we get to the show coming up on Saturday, tell us a little bit about your musical history. When did you realize that music and the guitar specifically was your artistic calling?
I guess music specifically was The Lion King. That was the first thing I started to sing, and I really enjoyed the sound of The Lion King soundtrack. And then as far as guitar as a specific instrument, the School of Rock with Jack Black.
Really?
That was my biggest inspiration for playing guitar, yes.
And how old were you when you got into guitar?
I can't remember how old I was, but I do remember the year I got a guitar. It was the Christmas of 2006. Ten years, but not seriously 10 years. But
now, when did you start taking music seriously as a possible career path?
I don't know. It's really hard to say because it's started to snowball, and I started to play guitar more and more and try different types of music, I couldn't really say. It kind of just all snowballed together from the past experience and led up till now.
You're tackling your music career with a mission. You've played literally all over the place. I don't just mean Windsor, Essex. I mean, you've played in Anaheim, California, B.B. King's in Nashville, the Berklee Performance Center in Boston, International Music Festival in New York, Windsor Blues Fest, Tecumseh Art of Food and Wine, Fork and Cork, and then the circuit here, Corn Fest, LaSalle Strawberry Fest. You've headlined Passport to the World, performed in front of 10,000 people at the International Children's Games. You seem almost like a musicologist. What is your dream gig? Do you have one?
Honestly, I think it's, I'd like to think I have one, but then next week it could change. So, right. I think it's just writing amazing music and playing it and
right,
hoping that people like it.
You're a big advocate for the arts as well, using your art as almost community service and giving so much back to different causes, which brings us to your upcoming show at the Capitol on Saturday. Chris Vey rocks the Capitol. Paul Murray, Windsor Symphony Orchestra are some names I'm seeing along with you. It's described as a multimedia show, so before we talk about some of the causes behind it, tell us what we can expect at this show on Saturday at the Capitol.
You can expect a lot of guitar playing. You can expect the Windsor Youth Orchestra. They're going to be playing, and I'm also going to be playing a song with them. Peter Weeb was extremely kind, and he wrote his arrangement for Pink Floyd's Wish You Were Here, so we're going to do that together. We got Paul Murray, who's a genius with art. He's going to be painting.
And proceeds are supporting, I can't even begin to list them all, Christian Vey Windsor Symphony Orchestra School Education Sponsorship, various other scholarships for music, arts, and even sound production. Tell us about some of these sponsorships and scholarships, and what is it we're supporting with this show?
Well, basically, when you come and you buy a ticket, or if you buy an auction item, you're going to be supporting a fund that's going to go towards scholarships for music, art for University of Windsor, because there isn't really a lot of scholarships set up. They definitely need some more scholarships there and to bring some new people in, because, you know, it should be taken advantage of. They have lots of great resources, lots of great teachers.
Now, this is more than just a show. This is also an album release. You're going to be launching a brand new CD, which was co-produced by one of our favorites, Marty Bach. Tell us about this CD.
This is like this is the first one I've released under my own name. There's 6 tracks on it. Yeah, Marty was like a dream to work with. I mean, he's absolutely fantastic at what he does. He's so fast. And, you know, if you want something, he's like, he's right on the computer. He's right there. A lot of the music on there, that was able to happen because Marty was very flexible and, you know.
He seems like he really respects the artist, too, and the vision. He doesn't interfere with much of that.
Absolutely. He's he knows how to be a producer and then also how to be an engineer. So.
He has an amazing ear, for sure.
Absolutely.
So this show coming up, I mean, it's not easy putting together a big, gigantic show, especially with so many different aspects and different artists and different collaborations. Tell us a little bit about some of the people who helped you out with the show.
There's a lot of people. I mean, we've had fantastic support from CKLW and The River. Great media support. I mean, BizX magazine was extremely kind. They gave me the cover of an edition, which was, I mean,
wow,
that's fantastic.
You were on the cover.
Yeah.
That's amazing.
It was sweet. The symphony, And also, we have this a group in Windsor. They gather together money for charities that are taking place. They're called the Circle of Seven. And they just donated 50 tickets worth. So for students, foreign students, you know, who are just coming to the country, it's like, here, come see this show.
Wow.
They sponsored it. They were extremely kind. We've had Heather Ostertag. She helped us out with an acoustic guitar for the auction. Got it signed by a bunch of people. And definitely my music teachers, because, you know, they taught me everything. So
absolutely.
You can't deny that.
Well, we're really looking forward to it, definitely. Christian Vey rocks the Capitol this Saturday. Tickets are on sale now, 15 for adults, 10 for students. VIP tickets are available, too, for $40. If you're a lover of music and a supporter of the arts and you like to support local musicians and local artists, this is going to be a stellar event, a stellar night of music. This Saturday, we're going to post the link on our website. Look up Christian Vey on Facebook. Connect and support the arts. Great music for a tremendous cause. Christian, we are honored to have you here in the studio. You've already done so many amazing things, and I can't wait to see where your career is going. Thanks for talking. If you want to end with a song, I believe this one is called The Dancer.
Yeah, I'll play it.
All right, Christian Vey on AM800 with an acoustic version of The Dancer. Take it away.
Awesome.